Hello and welcome to a very, very special edition of Horror Movie Yearbook. This is not going to be your average episode. Not that those aren't amazing.
No, it's going to be below average.
It's going to be probably below average. Substandard maybe? No, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
We are recording tonight our first ever audio commentary for a feature film. And I, for one, am excited. I have with me here my brilliant, exuberant, bearded co-host, Mr. Tim Long.
I don't know who you're going to throw to there. You could have been Alex, too.
Well.
Oh, spoiler.
Yeah, that's not giving it away so soon. And also with us tonight is the founder himself, the host, well, co-host, I should say, of Westworld FM and Gone to Texas and Midwest Film Nerds Podcast.
And Midwest Game Nerds.
And yes, and Midwest Game Nerds Podcast. You do a lot of podcasts. This is Mr. Alex Morrell.
Surprise.
How are you doing, Alex?
I'm doing great.
So you might be wondering, why is Alex? Well, who is this Alex fellow? Well, if you are wondering, you should go back and listen to all the wonderful episodes that he's produced of all those other shows because they're awesome. But if you're only kind of just listen to the Horror Movie Yearbook show, Alex is a good friend of ours. And Alex is probably, and this is not a diss, Alex, probably the least well-versed person in horror out of kind of our group of friends. Would that be fair to say?
I totally agree.
Okay.
100%.
So I think before we kick things off, I think it's important to kind of just get a feel for where everybody's at in the room in terms of this movie and the franchise as a whole. Tim, I'll throw to you first. I already kind of know the answer, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen this movie a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's the... You know what? I've always said it's the first Friday the 13th movie I ever saw, but I think I'm wrong now that I think about it, because I think we watched 7 and 8 the same night.
Yeah, back to back.
And I would guess we watched 7 first, but I don't know. I was a pretty dumb kid. So I may have watched Manhattan first, but I remember I watched this. The first time I watched this was over at my buddy's house. We would get together and watch like 2 or 3 horror movies a night. We'd rent them from the video store. And we watched this part 7 and part 8, Jason Takes Manhattan, in the same night. And I think also Army of Darkness. It was a big night for me.
That's a huge night.
Yeah.
Alex, Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th. So you can hear the summation of my exposure to Friday the 13th in the first few bonus episodes, one of the first few bonus episodes of the Midwest Film Nerds podcast, where we did a Friday the 13th retrospective. The three of us on
lots
this couch
fun
right now. And it was great. And, there's a certain point where I am just super lazy and did not watch all of the movies. And 8 is one of the ones that I have seen almost none of.
Okay.
So I'm coming into this completely blind. I almost went back to listen to what we talked about. Mm. But then I was like, no, I kind of don't want to remember that. Because there's certain things that I do remember about this movie. But I wanted to be as fresh as I could.
That's awesome. So. And that's why we wanted you to come on, because I think it's great to have somebody who's really just watching this for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's great. It's a rare opportunity, I think, for us.
Yeah.
And I should say, I'm clearly not a huge Friday the 13th fan. I don't think they're the worst movies in the world. I find some entertainment in them, but most of my entertainment is derived from Willie and Tim's entertainment of these films.
We're going to put that to the test tonight.
Yeah. We sure are. Yeah. This is a true test. We're going to run this gauntlet. Friday 8, not my favorite in the series, not my least favorite in the series. It's kind of just somewhere in the middle of the pack. I'm a fan. This is one of the, I want to say this is one of the later ones I saw. I kind of watched them in order, which I think is weird for most people that weren't old enough to go see them in the theaters at this
right
point. So, I'm a freak of nature apparently. but yeah, no, so I'm a fan of this film and I'm excited to talk about it. I'm glad, I should say that of course this won the great, Twitter poll of 2016.
Yeah.
Where we wanted to see what you guys wanted to hear.
Despite
and
a new beginning being the proper answer to that poll.
Well, a new beginning was not on the poll.
Well, oh, no,
6,
okay.
7, and 8.
All right, yeah. Then I was the one who was championing.
Don't you worry.
I know, you'll get there.
One day.
Yep.
One day it'll happen. Anyway, so we are at this moment, hopefully you have your Blu-ray and or DVD and or Laserdisc and or VHS.
It's also on Hulu Plus right now for those of you in the United States.
Or your streaming service. You've got it on. And right now, we've got the screen paused. It's the Paramount logo. We just heard a little and the actual word Paramount has just begun to fade in.
It's just started to fade in.
So right
now, Everybody pause this. Get to that point. When you hit play on our podcast, we will tell you when to hit play on the movie.
Yes. Oh, and Alex, a note for you. Yes. Please feel free to ask questions about this movie or this franchise, as stupid as they may sound.
Okay.
Because that makes it fun.
All right, good.
This is legal what we're doing, right?
This is, yes.
Yeah, so we're not including the video for anybody. There's no audio. You're not going to hear the audio of the movie here. So if you do not have Friday the 13th queued up, there might be a lot of silence in this, and it may not be that entertaining. You should watch this alongside the movie.
I've done that before, though, where I've listened to commentaries without the movie.
I mean, it might be okay.
If you love this movie, you see it a lot. So I can tweet about this, right? I can say, we're doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paramount's it's not going to come for us.
Right? No.
We're all right.
No. If they did, it might be good for a horror movie.
The FBI's got other things to worry about right now.
Yeah.
they're not doing anything with this franchise anyway, so that's not... We're doing more with the franchise than they are right now.
We're boosting their IP at the moment.
Anyway, so get that whatever format queued up. Paramount's about to fade in, and you know what, boys? It's time to press play.
All right, I'm hitting play right now.
So we should start by saying this is the last Friday the 13th Paramount Friday the 13th film before the rights went over to New Line. And I think we might find out why. Maybe they got rid of the rights.
Not because of the song.
Oh.
Twin Towers. Pour one out.
Now, this voiceover is killing me right now. This guy's...
Now, Horror Incorporated, one of the best production companies, I think, of the time.
Mm-hmm. Look at the Batman symbol from Burton's Batman there.
So from what I remember from our podcast, this is like 90% of the time we spend in New York in this movie, right?
Okay, so let's talk about that for a second. So the studio, Paramount, approached Rob Hedden, who is the director, or rather he came to them with a pitch, and he's like, I'm totally down to make a Friday the 13th movie, but isn't it kind of tired? We have 7 installments of this thing. They've come out year after year. And he's like, can we take him out of Crystal Lake? And then their ears just went, like the light bulbs went off and everything.
It was like when James Cameron wrote the money sign on the aliens.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. And his idea was, of course, if we're going to take him somewhere, let's take him to New York, right? The Big Apple. And then the studio is like, okay, that's great.
Look at this guy. Look at this guy. Nobody deserves to be Rob more than this guy.
I know there's like
it's a terrible alley. Nobody should go down. He's got a suit and tie and an umbrella.
It's not raining either.
Well, it's like he's in a musical. He's a Hollywood musical right now, jumping around.
Well, this is 88, or when is this?
89.
This is 89.
Yeah. So it's before the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles got to New York.
That's true.
So
yeah. Jason came first.
And Batman
that's actually Splinter right there. so. anyway, yeah, so Rob Hedden came to them. He's like, I want to film it in New York. And they were like, well, that's fine, but you're going to get like 10% of this movie in New York. And he's like, he had all these plans for like Statue of Liberty and like all the big landmarks.
Mm-hmm.
And so that didn't work out. Most of this was shot in like Windsor.
So. Oh, man.
I got a little trivia here. The song Darkest Side of the Night is by the band Metropolis. Anybody aware of Metropolis, the band?
No, I know the film.
Yeah, me too. And the Superman City, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're a hard rock duo. That's in quotations.
Look at this guy. Hold on, sorry. Look at that. Do you see like how much heroin he just wasted?
Heroin. And the other guy's got like a Bed Bath & Beyond candle.
he's freebasing with a church votive candle.
Metropolis, the hard rock duo formed by Stan Meisner. He has contributed music to Beverly Hills 90210, Tales from the Crypt, and Tech War.
Mm.
Now, for those that don't know of Tech War, it was William Shatner's project post Star Trek V.
Yeah, good for old Bill.
And I watched a couple episodes one time when I was young on USA Network.
How was it?
Oh, God, it's awful.
Oh, okay. Darkest Side of the Night's better then.
Yeah, and also... This song was released in 1989. The song that was just playing was released in 1989, but it didn't come out on album until 2000.
Because there's a lot of weird stuff like that.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah. I think they just recorded it for the movie, and then I think they
people were really clamoring.
They probably were. They probably got a lot of weird fan mail from Friday the 13th fans. This is an intense fan base,
guys. That was me. I sent the fan mail.
Did you cut it?
You're the reason.
So at the end of the last film, of course, it was basically Jason versus Carrie. You know, he fought a telekinetic girl, and she kind of sunk him to the bottom of Crystal Lake. So that's the last time we saw him. He's down there right now. His hockey mask got tore apart. He has no hockey mask. He's not doing great. He's at a real low, personal low here, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, all right. So that, yeah, that was Crystal Lake. Is this the cruise ship?
No. Okay. There are good. Multiple boats in this film.
All right. Yeah.
Yes, multiple boats in zero Manhattan.
There's like 4 minutes.
Oh, no spoilers.
Okay. Let's, yeah.
This is getting steamy.
Yeah. Sorry. There's some nudity at this
Whoa. I didn't agree to this.
Got to get that TNA.
Yeah.
Also, Kane Hodder's first reappearance of an actor as Jason. We should mention that too.
Oh, yes. Really?
Yeah. Never brought an actor previously back for the role. This is the first time that one came back and it was Kane Hodder. He would do it for another two past this too. So, no one's ever said that more sensually than that actor just.
Gotta throw the anchor over.
So nothing.
What a metaphor, boys.
Now, Alex, you're a scientist. Tell me if this is realistic coming up.
Okay.
Here.
All right.
You're just gonna have to watch closely. I think you're probably gonna miss some important points of it. But,
okay.
Yeah.
We've got a little bit. I think they're about to get it on a little bit
canoodling more. Going on.
Ooh, canoodling.
Yeah. I just wanted to say it like that guy with the umbrella would say it. A little canoodling.
What's funny is these two people have the same hair.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like if you shot them from the back. I would not be able to tell which one.
That's probably it was a cost saving measure.
They could have one stunt double. The nice thing is they have the exact same build too. That's kind of
They only had to buy one wardrobe.
Yep.
We got this anchor right here.
Yep. This is where science comes
into
play.
It's on a cable. What is that cable doing?
That's a good question.
Keeping Jason there?
Can you tell me what the cable does?
It must be like the undersea internet cable. They had that in 88, right?
Well, okay, but honestly, is there a reason why you would have an electrical cable running in a lake like that?
Typically, no.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think so.
All right.
I'm an engineer. I'm not a city planner or an architect.
Sure.
Just to give everybody my credentials here.
Doesn't make a lot of sense, though, right?
No, yeah. Like, typically, power cables don't just, like, sit in water.
Yeah, that seems like a bad idea.
Yeah, typically.
Okay. So, every movie feels like we have to learn the legend of Jason.
Yeah.
Just in case you haven't seen the previous 7 films.
Which I didn't when I first saw it. So this was super helpful.
Actually, this is helpful for you. Yeah. So, yeah, there's a reason for that.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh. Look at him trying to grasp his way back.
Is that through a raft, or was that?
It looks like a pallet.
Yeah, it's a pallet. Well, it was from the last movie. It was the dock.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, I should say telekinetic girl's ghost dad pulled him down to the bottom of the lake.
And you think that's the dumbest ending of the series, but just wait.
Okay, here we go. Look at him go.
Kind of a neat effect there.
Yeah, kind of fun.
Yeah. For 88, it's all right. It's good.
They're just lighting off fireworks in the lake.
Some strobes.
Yeah, I'm all right with that.
A little underwater dynamite for it.
Did you hear that? What could that animal have possibly been?
I have no idea.
Some sort of woodland creature in the Crystal Lakes. Some sort of hawk.
Who has just witnessed an electrical storm in a lake.
A bird of prey, yes. So now these chains are falling off of something.
Man, that was quick.
Oh, that was some good gaff like that. Oh, some good noises here for squeezing.
Little squishiness.
Yeah.
So yeah, Jason, he's back. This is the second time he's been brought back by electricity, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I noticed that. Because, I mean, so does he die?
I don't know.
And then it reanimates him?
I think maybe he just gets really tired and he just needs like a cup
of
coffee.
Like, you know what?
Yeah, I think they're going for like a Frankenstein or Frankenstein's monster.
Kind of that classic gothic type.
This doc isn't going anywhere. I'm going to chill for a bit.
Yeah. Everybody needs to take a break.
And then he gets re-energized.
But I think they did their research on science.
Well, yeah. I mean,
they said, I know how to bring it back. Put a big cable underwater.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. Oh, it's Jason. Oh, my God. She's dead already.
Classic Jape.
Oh, I'm glad he brought his hockey mask on the ship.
His hockey mask. Yeah, that looks exactly like Jason.
It literally has the axe wound from 3, I think, in it.
He does. It is fitting because he does look like a junior league hockey player.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I'm sure that's a very important detail of the story is what shape is his mask in.
Well, you can generally, if you're a fan of the series, you could take just a look at the mask and you go, that's the one from
I get it for you actual fan, but when they're passing it down, like making the Jason merchandise that this guy apparently bought somehow.
Yeah.
They knew that he had been hit by an axe at some point.
It's an important,
yes,
important little detail there.
He's going to work on that shoulder.
Yeah.
It's in a Rajita's zone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The shoulder's the unsung, unsung pleasure point. All right. So Jason's back, and he's wasting no time.
Oh, does he have a harpoon gun?
He does.
It's pretty good.
They had to get a lot more inventive by this point because we'd seen about every type of knife or cleaver.
Yeah.
So you'll see a lot of fun methods of people getting killed.
Oh, man. Bummer, dude.
I know. That's never good.
And lady.
He's a little rusty. Hey, he's been sleeping for a while.
That dude.
Now, for the longest time, I thought this, when he pulls it out here, I thought that he pulled out his intestines.
Me too, when I was a kid.
But he didn't.
Yeah, it's just tubing from the thing.
Tubing from the thing, yeah.
Maybe they thought it was his intestine. Maybe they were like, hey, it'll look like his intestines.
You're right.
Could have fooled me.
Maybe it looked better on VHS.
It probably did. Worse, but better.
Yeah. Like the effect worked on VHS.
Man. Ben Burt do this thing?
Oh, those sound design jokes.
People are loving it.
That's good.
So, Kane Hodder, real quick, while he's stalking this young lady. Tim, how do you feel about Kane? Is he your favorite Jason? Is he...
Yeah, I think the dude, is it CJ Graham from Six,
mm-hmm.
is underrated. I actually like the dude from Freddy vs. Jason.
Kane Kurzinger?
Kurzinger. I yeah. like Kane better than both those guys, but I want to put them out there. But no, Derek Mears is my favorite.
I love Derek Mears.
I think Derek Mears is awesome.
Yeah. Is he the most recent?
Yeah, he's yes. the most yes. recent. Yep.
Now, I will say, Kane, I understand why they brought Kane back, because Kane's got a certain... the Jason that he portrays, and I'll take a break here while we watch her get skewered.
Yeah, well, she made an attempt to get away, which is good.
She at least tried to hide. The one guy was just kind of backing up and...
He just laid there.
Sitting there.
What's she doing?
I'm not sure.
I mean, she had
man.
She had pretty ample time there to like try and stand up and get
yeah,
away.
Yeah, at least make a move.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything would have been better. Farewell, sweet topless girl.
Why would you have a harpoon gun and then not use it a second time? Like, nobody died the first time.
Yeah. I think maybe he's like, hey, I recognize my strength is in...
oh, guys.
My aim's a little off.
All right, so we're being introduced. Important plot point here yes. coming up. This is Rennie.
Our final lead. Girl.
That's the dog.
Rennie's dog.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, man. Is this a pearl necklace?
This is...
No, it's even better.
That reminds Jason of his mother, Martha.
Open it up. Okay.
Oh, man. It's a pen.
Yeah.
It's Stephen King's high school pen.
Oh.
I do. You're lying.
That is not.
Actually, it's his pen from Maximum Overdrive. You can see the cocaine on it.
He only used it to do lines.
If you unscrew the actual part of the pen.
Yeah, you've got at least $15 worth of sweet booger sugar.
Yeah, that pen was like from the 1700s.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
Oh, my God.
Why was he writing with that?
I have no idea. So... So
Willie, who was your favorite Jason?
Derek Mears and then
Kane.
Yeah. Got a soft spot for Kane.
Yeah.
You've met Kane, right?
Huh?
You've met him.
Yeah, I have. Yeah. I met him when I was a kid. Really nice guy. Actually, I got to meet him at a convention. This guy's such a dick.
I have a fact about him when you're done.
Good. Met him at a convention when I was a kid, and he told me who won in Freddy vs. Jason. Of course, he wound up not being in that. And the movie wound up happening like 12 years later, but
yeah.
But he did tell me, and it made me feel good. So
now this gentleman here, his name escapes me right now.
Mark Peter Richman.
Thank you, Mark Peter Richman. He is in Naked Gun 2.5 for a short little bit there. He is in that with Leslie Nielsen. Now Leslie Nielsen was in the 1993 movie Digger with one Mr. Joshua Jackson. So.
There it is.
So his Joshua Jackson number is 2.
Good. Oh, man. Good. Wow.
We should make you guys an app.
We should. That should be an app.
You just put two people into it and find.
Joshua Jackson can write us and send corrections if we need to. So, I should. Another thing with these movies later on with the Paramount ones is they always needed some sort of like adult villain that wasn't Jason. You notice that?
Yeah.
Like Seven has one. This one has one. There's always some sort of like antagonistic adult.
Right.
Yeah. He's the best though, of the antagonistic adults.
I like. Is it
Terry Kaiser?
Yeah. Technically, isn't he? Isn't he kind of one in Seven?
Terry Kaiser. Oh yeah.
The dad. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like a psychiatrist or something. Yeah.
Is there a chubby version of John Larroquette?
Yes.
Because that'd be great.
It's mixing that misinformation.
Now, this is Sean. He is our bland male.
Sean was another actor before. Did you know that?
No.
There is footage of an actor that they shot as Sean. They cast him, and he filmed scenes on the boat with the girl who plays Rennie. Yes. And he was, this is from the makers. He was so bad that after one day of work, they were like, this is bad. This is not going to be good.
Like an Eric Stoltz type situation.
Yeah, it's going to be a real problem.
Yeah.
And then this guy came. So, you know.
The rest is history.
Yeah. And he really does give a stirring performance.
I swear that's John Larroquette. Or his like older brother.
It's his dad.
It's Don Larroquette. Oh man,
you're forgetting something, Mister.
So this is the graduating class of Crystal Lake High, and they're going to go on a big whirlwind trip to the Big Apple together, big senior trip cruise. Now, I'm not the first person to bring this up. I won't be the last. How exactly does Crystal Lake connect to the ocean?
Yeah.
You get no answers from this.
Okay.
Well, we've talked about this before because we tried to figure out where Crystal Lake is on a map.
It's in Jersey somewhere.
Okay. Are we sure on that, though?
Yes.
Okay. Because there are hillbillies there he is. A lot of the time. That is his prosthetic, like his makeup there is awful.
Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah. So
You're all going to die. This voyage is doomed. What a line.
Yeah, my dad's mad at me.
What if that was Crazy Ralph's son? What if that was like a revelation? If that turned out to be like a twist.
The Lazarus man. That's pretty good.
How much hair product do you think is on that ship?
Now, Lake UI, a graduating class of like 15 to 16 people.
Yes. Most of which disappear without any sort of... Spoiler alert. Oh, man.
Shovelboard and skeet shooting. It's like a senior cruise.
Is this Donald Trump High?
There's a scene later where Jason kills a bunch of teams who are trying to turn the channel from Matlock.
Matlock's pretty hot at the time.
What flag is that?
Also, what is he doing? Weirdly staring at this couple making out.
There's not a lot to do on the boat, Willie.
I guess not.
I never noticed that far before. Now, this is Rennie, a very pretty young lady. Rennie, her character, is named after the great Rennie Harlan, director of Deep Blue Sea.
Yeah, and...
Die Hard 2.
And the...
Nightmare 4.
Yeah, Nightmare 4.
Yeah.
The sister franchise. Is it a sister franchise? Now it is.
Sure.
I don't know. The other one with the guy who kills people.
I'm sure. This is Stephen King's Statue of Liberty. Not really.
if you screw off the head, there's a little.
There's more cocaine.
It's another $15. Oh, man.
So now.
Why is she getting all these gifts?
She's well liked.
Yeah.
She's your favorite final girl, right, Tim? Or Ginny?
No, Ginny is. You asked me one day. Ladies especially, this is three guys recording this right now. We'll try not to get too frat boy.
Yeah.
But Willie asked me one day who's the prettiest of the Friday the 13th final girls. And I think it's her. Mm. And then Ginny. I think Ginny's very pretty as well.
Yeah.
And then Jason Ritter.
Yeah. Yep. He's a great final girl. Oh, we're about to meet JJ,
like
who might be the most dated character ever in the history of cinema.
Oh, man.
I'm not sure what she's plugged into. Is there an amp there somewhere?
She doesn't need one.
Okay.
Where's the backup band?
That's a good question.
Fun fact about the scene here, it was not actually shot in Manhattan.
Is that Skrillex recording?
Yes.
Yes.
Power room?
I don't. Yes.
It's where the power is.
She heard a rumor that you need something to control all of the electronics in the boat. There's a source for that. Mm. There's a source for all this. Yeah. And I just something she heard.
Okay.
Yeah, cut it out, Wayne.
Yeah, you gotta be rad.
I do like his shirt, though.
It is nice, isn't it?
It's a pretty good shirt.
We're going to have to rank the fashion when we get to maybe see everybody. I think so far he's number one, followed by the mother with her nautical-themed sweater.
She looks good. Yeah.
I do like JJ's ensemble here.
JJ's is nice. Too much leather for me, personally. But
yeah, I couldn't wear it.
Although I do like the pink bandana.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
She's like, I'm tough, but I'm still a lady.
Oh, man.
He's wearing Crocs.
Yeah. So
who's this guy, though?
I was just about to say, how are these two related? Yeah. Does anybody actually know? An uncle, right?
Yeah, he's an uncle, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and he's the he's the principal.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's why he's on the cruise.
That's why he's on the cruise, yes. Yep. So he can, I don't think he can do that, even if he is an uncle. I think that's...
It got weird. That was like bordering on both threatening and a little bit touchy-feely.
It was a power play.
He's got to show his dominance in any given situation.
He was actually trying to Vulcan mind meld with her.
He does look a little like Montalban.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. Which is when you brought up...
Tech War?
No, when you brought up Naked Gun.
Oh, Naked Gun. Yeah, yeah.
I was like, is he a Montalban brother? Because I haven't seen that in a long time.
Part two, part two is a very good movie.
They're all very good. Tim.
I'm not going to argue that.
Yes.
So the director of this film kept one prop from the set. Can you guys guess what prop it was?
The guitar.
JJ's wig.
I like both those answers. It was the guitar. still has some dried blood from what's about to happen to JJ on it.
Hey, I hear the acoustics are great in this engine room with everything really loud in it.
Where is the...
The least scientifically sound thing that's happened in the movie thus far.
Is the fact that an electric guitar is functioning without any sort of actual power.
Well, that and the fact that the acoustics are somehow great in the power room.
I don't know if this song is by Metropolis.
I don't think so.
I would imagine that they didn't pay a second band for this movie. If they paid a second band to record a song for this movie and didn't spend more time in Manhattan.
Yeah, that's an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think it's by JJ and the JJs.
JJ and the JJs?
Yeah. Oh.
Oh,
man.
The great teleporting Jason.
He killed with pink paint.
Yeah. Pretty bitchin'. This is a nice cruise ship as far as cruise ships go, right?
No. I mean, well, maybe the inside.
For the 80s.
Yeah, you know what? That's a pretty big room.
Yeah, it seems pretty spacious.
Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah, it's not modern, but, you know, it seems nice. Seems a little homey, you know?
What's the dog's name?
Scruffy.
Okay.
Named
after the great horror director, Scruffy Harlan.
Yeah. Yeah, he did Nightmare on Elm Street Part 5.
All right, so Pervert Jason is back here.
Oh, good.
Watching
the dog. I think he's actually
the
looking.
So hard.
I think he's looking at the dog and seeing a meal. Is right. What he's looking at.
Now, has he eaten dogs before?
Yes.
No. Oh, Michael Myers has.
No. Jason eats a dog.
Jason eats a dog too.
Yeah. Back when he's like Hillbilly Sackhead Jason. Yeah, he eats a dog. Because they find a dead dog.
And oh,
they make
you're
you
right.
Think,
you're right.
They make you think that it's Twinkles or whatever the dog's name is in part two.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, he's a cute dog. Yeah. My buddy has a dog just like that.
Adorable. So here's where we get our first of some really strange moments where I think they're trying to make this character psychic, of some sort of psychic link to Jason.
Yeah.
It never really makes any sense.
No, it never pans out.
Nope. But here she sees what I can assume to be Jason drowning.
Jason, yeah, drowning in what seems to be, because of the green water, some sort of public pool.
Yep.
Yeah, the pool from Caddyshack, I believe.
And notice that Jason is not deformed in any way.
Toby. Oh, I had a dog named Toby.
The dog's name is Toby.
Yeah.
Oh,
he was also black and white.
Here are the pictures.
Yeah, our favorite character right now in the red top and the blue trunks, one Mr. Julius.
Julius is, he's really good at punching people who aren't defending themselves.
He fights like an old-timey boxer, too, yeah. If you watch him.
His form is pretty good.
This guy's blocking less punches than Rocky.
He's got some crazy eyes, too. Like, you don't want to mess with him in the ring.
Mm-hmm. Look at Julius go.
Yeah, that other guy's kind of a bum, though, too. Let's put that out there.
He is a bum. Mickey would not stand up for that.
No.
I should mention the young lady on the left there is Kelly Hu,
mm-hmm.
of X-Men 2 fame.
Scorpion
Lady
King.
Deathstrike.
Yep.
And Scorpion King, yep.
Yes.
So she went on to do some bigger budget work later on in her career.
Other movies.
Yep, pretty much.
She's got a little like pin on her thing that almost looks like an X. Maybe it's foreshadowing.
She knew.
Oh, and also her suspenders are a big X, I guess.
Oh.
What a beefcake.
This guy is like...
Look at that like, pompadour, 40. Man.
Hey, ladies, just fixing the pipes. Speaking of pipes, the name's Jay. Jay Crew.
What did he accomplish there?
Ah, what did I... Little eye contact?
Little
flirty.
Charm?
Yeah.
Okay.
Motivating downstairs?
I don't know
what
that
means.
Yeah, it's
I'm going to put on some subtitles just to so we can,
so we can follow along. Yeah.
Yeah, feel free to also put on subtitles if you want.
Yeah.
It might be a good way to do it.
By all means. Well, here we get our first actual use of cocaine. I can only assume she got this from one of the artifacts in Stephen King's collection.
Stephen King's mirror.
She just cut the worst line of coke.
Yeah,
I've ever
you're
seen.
Right.
And I've never done cocaine or seen anybody do cocaine in person, uh-huh. But that I know that's not right.
She could have watched a movie.
Yeah, yeah, like take a note. I don't know.
She's in the 80s. I thought they teach you how to do that as soon as you come out of the womb. If you hit a certain age, they teach you how to cut a line of coke.
Wasn't that a class in public schools?
I think so.
Jeez, so weak.
Well,
we still don't know the name.
No, it's Toby. She did call him Toby.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I missed the Toby.
That's okay.
Toby name drop there.
After Toby Harlan.
Yeah. Yep. Director of Nightmare on Elm Street Part 6.
That's Freddy's Dead, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's when the series went to the docks.
Ah. Shots fired. So, Jason's looking for
art.
Toby.
Why would they set the dartboard up there? Oh, it's a door. Okay.
It's still kind of a dumb place.
It really is. There's not a lot of room to throw darts.
In a hallway.
You're pretty much
somebody's
just
sitting
them.
There and sticking them in the... Oh, man. You know what's sad, too, is they show this close-up of a dartboard. I don't think they pay off a dartboard kill in this movie.
There's... No, that is a bummer, because I think you could do a pretty good dart.
Yeah, absolutely.
Two to the eyes.
Usually a lawn dart would be a better
yeah.
scenario.
Good old Chekhov's dartboard.
Yeah. Oh.
What are we going to snort off of, bro?
Can I have some?
Like he hasn't dabbled. Come yeah. on. Look at him. He's the kind of principal who would confiscate the cocaine.
Oh yeah,
and do all of it. So,
biology. What?
Now here, yeah. Here's.
Are they still? Is this the final exam? Like what?
Here. Okay. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I can only assume this is spring break. Okay.
Well, no, they've graduated, right?
Have
yeah,
they?
Like,
yeah, I thought this
point?
Was. I thought this was like she was done with school because they even talk about it at the beginning. I'm
okay,
sure.
Maybe it's one of those scenarios though where maybe she doesn't have enough credits to actually graduate, but they let her walk and they're like, "You have
right.
to make it up." During the summer.
That's fair.
You're being very charitable, Will.
That's what I do. That's what I'm here for. I'm going to defend the shit out of this movie.
Uh-oh.
Now there's Chekhov's water.
Chekhov's sauna bucket.
So another kind of trope of the Friday the 13th series are when they show off what they think is going to be the final cut to the studio, and the studio says, there are not enough people getting killed in this movie, so I need you to go reshoot a random person with no name and no purpose in the movie.
Do they even
killed.
Show this guy's face?
I don't believe you see his face once.
I think it might be the J. Crew guy, the pipe.
I'm yeah, gonna
that's,
go.
That's what I was wondering. He does have a tattoo.
Yeah.
Hey, he's been working hard all night fixing pipes and charming young ladies.
But
and he
then again, I don't
steam.
Know. I don't know why you would get a dude with that pompadour and then cover it up with a fucking towel.
That's true. That's true. It's a bad call. I bet he's just prosthetic. I don't think it's a real person.
Oh no, it's the dude that. Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, it's the loser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's too bad. It's another unique way to kill somebody.
Why would there be hard feelings? He kicked your ass. Yeah, this guy's a real... He deserves it.
Yeah, he's got to go. Alex, science? Would his belly light on fire when that rock was shoved in it?
Typically, no.
Okay. Typically. Maybe if it hit the gases in
maybe
his,
if you were
stomach?
Eating some gasoline.
Okay.
You drink some gasoline, it's still in your intestines.
Okay. Also,
that's
now it's
stomach
in his chest.
Anymore,
I was just going to say.
This is the shittiest cruise. Like, no one's doing it.
Look at the guys in the background.
That guy's
yeah.
moping. Look at him.
Wait, didn't she lose her dog?
Yeah.
Why is her mom here? There's so many questions.
This
on.
Is not her mom. We actually, no okay. one actually knows who this woman is. I think she's a teacher.
Do you like my sweater? It's an nautical theme. I wore it because we're on a boat.
Oh, that boat has no railing.
No, right? Nice try.
So yeah, Rennie's afraid of water.
Are you having fun after losing your dog?
Yeah. Literally all she's done is like taking a shower. Yeah. That's the entirety of her night. Kelly, who feels bad, you can tell.
Yeah, she didn't want any part of that.
So now, deformed, mind you, child Jason is now trying to drown her in the water.
Oh, man.
The kid before was pristine. There was nothing.
Fun fact about this movie, 5 different child actors plays Jason. Mm. And as you will learn later, it's with like 4 ethnicities.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. My favorite's the final one.
Yes. As he reaches his final form.
Yes.
Child Jason.
It's like an episode of Dragon Ball Z. So our hero, Sean, saves the day.
Check out the waiters.
Yeah, she just wants to get her bone on, I yeah. think, at this point.
Okay, I mean, good bone for her.
Bone up on some anatomy.
She's clearly interested in an older man. She doesn't want to deal with these high school phonies
yeah.
anymore.
Yeah, she's going after a waiter, that guy, the yeah. pipes.
Yep, that's what she's into.
That guy's rocking the blazer t-shirt look mm-hmm. that came back for a little bit there.
I like that look.
I didn't mind it.
Yeah. It's nice. You know, I think at this point...
Classy casual, yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. Most people would be suing this this cruise company for the fact that they didn't put railings on the boat. Like, what if there were high winds?
It looks like there's some rails sometimes.
Oh, there's rails. They were doing them below deck there just a couple minutes ago.
They snorted that part away.
The rails are made of pure cocaine. Like everything else on this boat.
Yes.
It's like Charlie's Chocolate
Factory.
It's actually
a smuggling vessel. That's the backstory you guys didn't hear about.
Mm.
They got this one down from Colombia.
That makes total sense.
This dude was at. He's the one in charge of smuggling the cocaine.
You're all going to die. In fact, we all are. Death is a part of life.
He just says things that everybody knows to be universal truths. Yeah, Rennie's not having a good experience on her senior cruise here.
Well, oh, man. Faucet blood.
What do you think the attempt here is? What's the goal, guys? What, are we supposed to think that her and Jason do have some sort of link? Is that it?
Zeno, look at the...
Different child again.
Different child.
I mean...
Different child, and he's bigger.
Yeah.
But I guess it could be Jason at various stages of his life. But yes, he's also Asian, that kid. Am I right?
The kid at the end definitely is Asian. There's zero question.
I mean, he looked kind of Asian, but it might have just been the prosthetic eye. I don't know.
I can't even tell.
You could go either way. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I would say, is she going to seduce this man?
She wants an older man. I told you she wanted an older man.
Jesus Christ.
She's got a biology project to show him, Alex.
This is how the reproductive cycle works. I don't know if I would say that Rennie has a psychic connection, or maybe just Jason has psychic powers and is choosing to only screw with one girl.
Ooh, that's it. I like it.
Yeah, he may have inherited them from the last
one. Look at his face.
Yeah, he's really funny here.
Yeah. Hey.
It's Charles Stammers. That was a subtitle there for those that don't have the subtitles on.
Wah, wah. Need a little more TNA action.
Wah, wah, wah. Stomach. Why is the arrow going from her stomach to her vagina?
I don't know. Can you imagine how stupid she looked painting this stuff on herself?
Yeah. I mean, she did a pretty good job being that it's on her own body.
It's impressive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you only label two.
She had that dork with a video camera coming in.
I really wanted her to like label all of her. Like, this is my large intestine.
Yeah.
It's where farts are made.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah, get this on vid.
He's not saying no though. Look at him. Oh, okay. He just
yeah.
How exactly are you going to get her home?
He's just going to take the helicopter. That there definitely is on this tiny cruise ship.
He's going to put her on a dinghy, like a little rowboat.
Ah ha.
Little blackmail action.
But it has nothing to do with this. I've just seen your stuff before.
Doesn't he join Weezer later?
Your shit is too derivative. Who is this guy? Has he been in anything?
This actor?
No, like Willie said, I think it's Rivers Cuomo.
I'm pretty sure it is. I think this is the origin story, right?
Yeah, this is what let him getting turned out here led to him writing Pinkerton.
Yeah. He's like, well, if I can't be a filmmaker, I'm going to be a musician. I just want to entertain. You know, every one of these movies has had the total jerk. Usually it's a girl, a teenage girl who's just kind of mean to
you
everybody
know what?
Else.
Yeah. I'm kind of with her, though. I wouldn't want to stay and talk to this guy.
No, he's a nerd.
He's going to talk to you. He's going to be like, oh, I listened to this episode of This American Life on NPR today.
Tim.
Yeah. Tell you all about
Tim.
It. Yeah.
That's the fucking sheriff from Riverdale.
No!
Yes.
What?
This guy's on Riverdale?
Yes.
Sweet. Look at Jason.
That might be the best pull. Isn't oh my god, great? I'm so happy right now.
I fucking love the sheriff on Riverdale. And it's great that he's in this.
Oh, more TNA.
All right.
So she was super nervous to shoot this scene, the actress. Like really nervous to the point where she's like, I can't do it. And so the Rob Hedden, the director, jumped in and shot the scene.
He did what?
He shot the scene. Like they shot the scene with him naked in the shower. And the producers happened to be on set that day. And they were like, what? Or they were watching dailies. And they were like, why is the director showering in front of the actress?
So he didn't do a Paul Verhoeven and be like, I'm going to get naked while shooting this with you.
No.
It's a little different when it's not a group of people, right?
Yeah.
Excuse me. Let's back all of this up. What did Paul Verhoeven do?
Paul in the shower scene in Starship Troopers.
Yeah.
He got naked with the actors.
Oh, that's right. Because it's a big scene. Yeah. Okay. I can see Paul Verhoeven doing that. Period. Like for most things he directs.
He was naked through all of Starship Troopers.
So was I.
So you're saying that. The director filmed it first.
The director had the scene shot with him showering, yes, to make her feel more comfortable.
Okay, oh, but that was not him in the shower that we saw. They eventually filmed it with her?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So I was going to say, if not, he's got a very nice figure.
He looks good, yeah.
That might be my second favorite Jason. Nah, there's a couple of good ones coming up. But him blasting that mirror is kind of sweet.
Yeah, it's awesome. Those feats of strength are always fun from Jason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just like pure, like moments of pure rage.
He's just pissed. Yep. Yeah. Her technique to get out of this is just to say no a lot. So at least they're improving.
Yeah, that was better than the girl at the beginning on the
yeah.
that was in the little cabinet there.
For sure. Oh, Captain, my Captain, rise up.
Yeah, so we're apparently at least 5 hours into this boat trip.
Which should be like two, maybe.
Yeah, if Crystal Lake's in Jersey, you know, like.
It can't be that long.
Maybe they're only going like 5 knots. I don't know.
I don't even know. Okay, cool. Various ways with which to kill people. That's
interesting
good.
Choice for him to make there.
Yeah.
Very slowly pull the harpoon away.
He seems to like those, though, like sea weapons, like weapons of the sea today.
He likes to stick to the theme, at least.
Yeah. Well, when you've been doing stuff for so long, you got to keep yourself entertained.
You have to. Yeah. This guy's been dead like 17 times.
Yeah.
It's old hat. So, you know, the captain here, I would have liked to have seen more from him in the movie. Doesn't do a whole lot. I kind of like him.
Fits in the theme of, like, kind of harsh male adult figures.
Yeah.
Like, authority figures.
Well, I would have liked to have seen him make it to Manhattan, at least.
Right.
You know? Oh, here he comes. The first mate's about to get his. Aye, aye. This movie is actually weirdly bloodless, isn't it?
Yeah, they cut the hell out of this movie, didn't they? Because they start with 6 is the one that gets chopped up, is where it
starts.
7's
the one that's the worst, though.
Yeah, 7, but 8 gets chopped up quite a bit, too. But you know what was nice about this is when they showed it on USA Network, they would be able to show it. They would just show it at like 1 in the afternoon. Actually, USA Network just used to show it all the time, but it was like watching the actual movie anyway.
Yeah.
So that was always kind of nice about it.
Yeah, they could get away with showing it.
Yep.
Yeah, it's definitely This is definitely the gentlest of the Paramount series in
right.
terms of blood and guts.
But the MPAA was very strict around these
yeah.
times, which they don't seem to be now because you seem to be able to do anything from...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No.
From what I just saw in Logan, so...
Yeah.
Well, that was R, at least.
Yeah.
But, you know, the shit that's on TV nowadays.
Right.
Yeah. So Blandy McBlanderson here is on a mission. They're really trying to find Toby.
He tucks his sweater in. That's a fashion faux pas. He's going to get knocked
Yeah, who's
out.
Who's doing better in the fashion department nowadays? Kelly Hu's still running around with the 6 suspenders.
Oh, yeah.
Rivers
like
is still
shirt.
Around.
Yeah, Rivers is still around. He's still got the best shirt. I mean, this guy, he's got a captain's uniform on, so that's never going to hurt.
Nope.
The pipes guy was kind of boring. This guy...
He's got a pretty sick purple fleece.
Yeah, this guy's all right. He's bringing it. He's also seems to have some sort of headset on, right? Yeah.
Yeah, those some yellow headphones.
Julius, though, is rocking
Julius.
It.
Julius yeah. has it down.
Yeah, I see now
He's
Julius...
He's about to go knife fight in the bad... which video is that? Yeah, that's bad.
It's bad. You're thinking of bad. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Well, maybe beat it. Because they kind of wore jumpsuits and beat it, didn't
yes.
they?
Yes. No, yeah, I'm thinking beat it. I'm
Are you
sorry.
Thinking beat it?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the one where they do the knife fight.
Yes.
They tie the hands together.
Yes. Yeah. Bad is the one with...
With the leather jackets and
leather jacket.
Like the parking garage.
And Wesley Snipes.
Yes.
Yep. See, no, I like Julius. He's one of my favorite type of characters because he gets frustrated, he gets annoyed, and like he just wants to like punch something. Like he's like Worf from Star Trek, The Next Generation. Worf was always the best character. On TNG because yeah. he would just everybody else like Patrick Stewart was just like oh we gotta talk to him and War was like ah punch
punch punch punch
well, like I'm sick of this
he is a Klingon you know
right yeah
Jason should use one of those cool Klingon swords
a Klingon Batleth
is that what it's called
yes
that's so cool
should have been
in
Jason
that.
X right
yes he does have a really sick
liquid nitrogen kill.
No, he's got like a cool machete, like a futurist. Yeah. Like it's not all that futuristic, but it's got a few holes in it to make it look kind of. I don't know. It's neat. There's it's, pictures. You can Google it.
It's to so you can hack away at that space thicket.
Yes,
it's good.
Sorry, I had to get some lights on here.
It's okay if you get scared, Tim.
So, Alex, where are you at in this movie? How you feeling on it right now?
I mean, it's pretty campy so far.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. We're, 30, 40 minutes in here? I would be pretty... If I were a fan of the Friday the 13th series and I were getting super hyped for Jason Takes Manhattan...
You'd be pretty...
I would be like, what the fuck are we doing right now?
Yeah, once again, a fun fact from the production that I read somewhere is... This is actually not filmed in Manhattan, this scene.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Man.
You mean they didn't pay to shoot some interiors in Manhattan?
No.
Weird.
Although judging by the music they use and the payment of that, they're dumb enough to do that.
I know, right?
Yeah.
They would. Let's build all the sets in Manhattan. Yeah, no, Alex, I'm afraid you're not the only one who feels that way right now, who felt that way back then. I think most people are pretty...
I'm sure it's not a surprise, but it just kind of like... It's delivering on the basic premise of a Jason movie, but it's not exceeding to my expectations of Jason Takes Manhattan.
Yeah. No,
I want to see Jason getting pissed on a subway and then chopping all of the heads off.
Oh, yeah. Alex. You'll see. All
right.
Alex, I feel bad. where was I going? Yeah, the other bummer about this is the original teaser trailer for this is like the best trailer of all time.
Yeah.
Because have you ever seen it, Alex? Are you aware of it?
I have.
I know Willie has, but it's Jason standing looking over at Manhattan.
Well, you don't realize it's him at first.
Yeah.
It's like a silhouetted person.
It's like a silhouette, and it's playing New York, New York in the background.
That's pretty good.
And you see the skyline, and it pulls back and reveals Jason, and he's just standing there ready to kill everybody in New York. And you're like, oh!
So that's probably the best footage of this movie.
Yes.
And it's not in the movie.
Yeah, and then the trailer guy goes, "This summer, New York has a new problem."
Beautiful.
Yeah. And then they had that sick poster with him knifing through the I Love New York symbol.
Yep.
That got pulled from theaters.
Yep.
Because the tourism board for New York was like, nope. I mean, New York at the time was not exactly a wonderful place to be.
No. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't like 70s New York.
No.
They were coming out of that.
Things were moving up, but I think they wanted to avoid any sort of negative.
What happened there? Yeah.
That's some Jason slime.
Oh, that's right. He's slimed in this. Okay.
Yeah, he looks like he's covered in tar, right? Yeah.
Tar or glue of some sort.
Crystal Lake is known for its glue.
The Crystal Lake Glue Factory?
Yes.
Yeah, this isn't a bad little cruise ship. We got a couple levels.
Oh, now we're talking. Stephen King's at the bar snorting coke right now.
What are you doing here? Oh, God, that was bad. That was actually terrible.
That sounded just like him.
Here's the funny thing is that I feel like these kinds of movies right now, they would be blowing the money on source music.
Yes.
And they never do that in these movies.
You don't need to, you know?
I mean, I guess that's true, but I don't know.
I mean, this is a sick jam. This is probably a JJ original right here.
It's a pretty sick jam.
Now, I got to give Kelly Hu credit. She is the first one so far that has actually attempted to escape.
To leave.
Yeah. So good for her.
How many Jasons are in the room?
I think there's only one.
Okay.
How many times are they going to cut back to that same shot of her, though?
just a few more.
I got to get your money's worth.
Somehow he's disappeared from her sight.
It's a round room. Right.
I like to picture Jason just crouching behind one of those little tables, but his head's poking out, and she's like, I can see you. And
he was right there the whole time.
So this one's kind of interesting because there is no weapon. It's just
just choking her.
Just strangulation.
I think he is showing her a little bit of respect right now because he's like, finally, someone who attempted to escape me.
Yeah. I know you'll be in the Scorpion King one day. Let me pay homage to you.
Lady Deathstrike, she would have taken care of business.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She was cool.
She was pretty bitching. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So hard, the music
That was
stopped.
Actually Kelly Hu, by the way, that got tossed in that.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, she did her own fall there.
Good for her. That's a trooper.
It's pretty cool. God, he's so
my
cool.
Fists.
Jaleesa is the best. there it is.
I like how he went from like super badass to cool. I'm gonna play with my fist, and then he takes the most powerful weapon there.
Yeah, which why didn't anybody else already grab it?
Right.
Maybe Dwayne should be grabbing that, or Wayne, or whatever his name is. Oh man,
he's got his camera. This is like the genesis of the found footage movie.
He's got a shotgun too.
There are a lot of weapons.
Were there several shotguns?
Boat. Yeah, you never know when a Leviathan might rear its ugly head on the sea. Yeah, this guy really he has it coming. You know, he fell in love with the wrong girl.
Yeah,
he got cast aside, and he missed what was right there in front of him the whole time, JJ. And it's too late now. Mm-hmm. She's gone.
So true.
You say know. It ain't so.
Yeah, this is tragic.
Tim, that's the best joke that's been made on any podcast that we've ever had.
Yeah, this is definitely pre-found footage. You're right. Ooh, and pre-Doom. Look at this first person. He just killed an innocent man.
Yeah, that was the skipper, right?
I think that was
it was the you're all doomed.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
Let me look through this camera without my glasses.
And that guy had to go. Also, why is he walking around just with a screwdriver? Just wandering. He's fixing things, I guess.
Oh, no. It's the pipe guy.
That's the pipe guy. Yeah.
He is back. Okay, good.
Yeah, he had to go sometime. If you're introduced in this movie, you have to go at some point.
No. No.
Yes. Now he's just making a snuff movie.
Right. He does seem to have some like a preference for that.
Oh man.
Man, Jason beat up that camera like Bjork.
God. That was a good note. I like that. Oh, poetry.
Oh man.
Poetic.
Yeah, God, it's so sad.
Damn.
I'm just feeling bummed for these two star-crossed lovers now.
Yeah. Jason Lazier. Oh, God.
Jesus.
See, that's nice on the Blu-ray, though, because I don't really remember that.
No.
Being that clear.
Oh, this is pretty good.
His dick was the first thing to catch fire. Man.
That's a pretty good kill.
That's good, right? You're a fan of that one?
I think it's the first time I've been kind of impressed with a Jason kill.
Yeah, it's pretty solid. Well,
maybe I'm just not remembering my previous...
The nitrogen one, I know you've always been a fan
of.
Well,
yeah, that one, I mean, you know, it doesn't get any better than that.
So, I don't know how far into this movie we are. What, like 40-some minutes?
We got to be close to an hour, I think.
Yep.
We are at 52:14.
Jeez, this is an hour and 40 minutes?
Yep. We have not been to Manhattan yet.
No. Oh, Jesus.
I think we have some establishing shots. Probably stock footage.
Yeah.
Over stock the opening footage, credits.
Take it from fake. The New York Tourism Board. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fake alleyway.
Mm-hmm. That was about it.
If that alleyway was on location in Manhattan and that's what they chose to spend money on, was that dude freebasing with a votive candle and Wall Street guy getting shanked in an alley? Like, it, you know.
What if that was actual footage? Like, those are actual, like, drug
that
addicts
was just,
hanging
yeah, out. They just yeah. shot pictures of whatever was there.
So, things aren't going well on the boat. The engine room is on fire. For some strange reason, this guy thinks he's, like, flare gun expert. I don't know.
Is he firing a flare to find someone who's on the boat?
I have no idea.
I think
he's doing
he just either. Said he's going to fire the flare to find the deckhand.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's illogical.
That's the dumbest shit that I've ever heard.
Wayne is still burning.
How can we sleep when our Wayne's still burning?
This guy, I think, wins my favorite fashion.
It's
award.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he looks all right.
Because he's hiding a different layer underneath that, too. He's got to go, though. I like how Jason's just chucking stuff now. He just gets he's getting mad at objects.
He's kind of lazy at this point because Jason would have, like, he just left that woman laying there. Jason would have stacked them up in some sort of, like, maze for people to find.
Yeah.
Towards the end. Maybe that's coming later, but
I don't think he has a lot of time right now to be doing that.
He's saving his strength for New York.
I do like the score, though.
It's pretty good.
Man, what? He's quick. He is quick.
What?
Oh, damn. Man. It had to happen. So now Julius is our one hope. That
oh, that was awesome.
He was in the ROTC program at Crystal Lake High.
Julius's buddy.
Oh man.
Yeah, he didn't do a very good job of like ensuring that he had killed Julius there, did he?
No, sometimes he does that. He's kind of
He is losing his touch.
Julius didn't really like clear that corner very well, seeing as how it wasn't a corner and it was just straight ahead of him.
And also, Jason, like his stamina gets low, and he kind of does that sometimes. Like he's kind of just like, I'm gonna throw this.
Whoa,
different kid.
Yeah, totally.
Covered in some sort of slime.
It's like that vine where the kid that's like covered in peanut butter. Do you guys remember that one?
I do not, but I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, does he have GAC on him?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a Nickelodeon title.
I was just gonna say it's the Kids' Choice Awards. Yeah.
Oh, Stephen King's gonna save the day. Oh, now
I guess you could say the pen is mightier than the sword.
Oh man. Now Jason's just high on coke. This is bad.
Yeah. Direct coke injection to the eyeball.
He's feeling it now.
It's in the bloodstream.
The door just explodes.
That door does not look like it could take too much of a beating. Oh my god, everybody's dead.
Yeah, that'd be it.
No, they're all that boat is it just exploded. The power room.
The power room.
It's always the power room.
Yeah, JJ never did get to get that music video made in the power room. It'd be really sick while it was
the
on fire, though.
Are so good. Yeah, that would have been the best pyrotechnics.
Little meal there?
You know,
little
in the
home
kitchen?
Cook? Yeah. Some rolls.
Oh, there's a knife.
Yeah.
There's Chekhov's strainer. Chekhov's heat lamp.
Oh. Yeah, all 15 pre-cooked meals.
Look at that ladle.
Kids, the 15 graduating students.
Seriously, that first ship would have been big enough for this graduating class.
Fun fact about this scene, not actually shot in Manhattan.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing, man?
What honestly? What is he doing down there?
I don't know.
What is he? Was he hiding? Did he think that was Jay? I don't know.
How do you think they got that wavy effect in the kitchen?
I don't know, man.
Felt like the boat was rocking. That might be the best special effect in this movie. Actually,
it's pretty good.
Now, Sean Reeves, this gentleman here.
Yeah.
He is currently on the show Nashville.
Oh, really?
Yes. With one Miss Hayden
Panettiere.
Yeah. And she lended her voice to Racing Stripes along with
Joshua Jackson.
Joshua Jackson.
Nice.
Another Joshua Jackson number of two.
Like the water's green. What are they putting in the water at Crystal Lake?
Jason slime.
Ew. He just sweats green.
It's Ecto Cooler.
So, oh my god, that'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
So let's take into account here. Okay, we had honestly, how many people would you say you could probably count from this entire cruise? Maybe 30 people.
Generous. Yeah. Okay. Okay. We'll go with that.
So we've seen maybe how many die? 5 or 6, 7 or 8 tops.
We got to be up to 7 or 8 now.
Okay. Yeah. So we now have a total of maybe what 5 survivors still kicking. Julius, this crew, the female teacher. That's about it.
Yep.
Where are the rest of the people that were on the boat? That's it. That leaves at least 10 to 12 unaccounted for.
Yeah, they're not on the lifeboat because the lifeboat was singular there. Right. She said, I lowered the lifeboat.
Yeah.
They may have jumped off.
Did they blow up when the engine room blew up?
I think that's your best
Let's
bet.
Let's go with that.
Yeah.
Does that count as multiple kills for Jason?
Yeah, but we don't know how many. We would have
to. Yeah. We have to really count all the extras.
Yeah. At least in Jason X, they give you the figure of how many people are in that space station he blows up, right?
That's true.
Finally, oh, God.
Man. Yeah, he has to go. Walmart crazy Ralph. Get out of here. Lightning just keeps on striking.
And the lightning strikes. All right.
Also, did they learn nothing from the James Cameron film Titanic? Bring more than one lifeboat.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yes, that one lifeboat could really do the work for the 30 people. That
yeah, right? We know the class is small, but geez. Did Toby make it off?
Wait.
We haven't seen Toby since he got lost.
Was he a casualty of the engine room?
He's going nowhere while rowing.
Yeah, what does he think he's
doing?
I know.
Yeah, he's legitimately like, there he is.
Yeah, Toby just shows up.
What?
Yeah. Toby's bothering me.
I think they forgot there was a dog in the movie.
Me too.
Yeah. That's always been something weird. Like it seems like the dogs in this Friday the 13th franchise in particular are always wound up being problematic. Because like, even Gordon, who's like a number one dog in Friday the 13th Part 4, like he becomes kind of an issue because it's like, what do we do with him now? We've established there's a dog.
They at least have the good sense to give him a hero shot and when he jumps out the window.
Yeah, when he saves himself.
When he saves himself. Yeah.
I think some of the issue probably just comes with, I don't know how shooting with animals is, but maybe they just were like, okay, we need to spend this money in New York, not on Toby.
But then don't have an animal in the script.
Yeah, I mean, would be the smart thing to do, yeah. But I feel like there's been a lot of those that they haven't done so far in this movie.
That's true. Fair enough. Well, here are our sole survivors, our very small group of survivors from the Lazarus. Do you guys think we're headed to Manhattan?
Sooner or later. We have to get off.
Off this third boat?
This cloud planet first.
This was shot in somebody's pool. Just throwing that out there. Probably the YMCA pool nearby.
It's just a pond in the front of the Paramount lot.
Yeah, for sure. Frank Mancuso's backyard.
They're just pointing like 12 fog machines at them.
Poor Sean. He's just really... He's not a smart man.
No.
And they keep pushing him towards being some sort of captain.
He's got a good heart. You know?
He's trying. He's like, listen, I got us in the water. What more do you want from me?
This is his first day in boat class, right? Like, he's not a seasoned vet like the captain was.
Mm-mm. Yeah. He expects too much.
It's already nighttime again.
I was going to say, this is...
Was that daytime?
I don't know. This voyage has really been something else.
This guy's dead.
They cut back and it's a
weekend
skeleton.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh, speaking of Weekend at Bernie's, you remember how I mentioned Terry Kaiser earlier?
Yes.
That's Bernie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was in Friday the 13th Part 7. He's playing a role very similar to that guy.
All right.
So. There it is. Lady Liberty.
There she is. And at this point in the theater, those that are still awake are screaming with applause.
We finally did it.
Their vision just must be terrible in Crystal Lake or something. It must be the goo that's in the lake. Because, I mean, they didn't see Jason right, and Julius didn't see Jason right in front of them. They just found the Statue of Liberty now. I guess there was like a weird fog storm going on too, right? I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
So they're here. They just roll up to New York. They just get off the
scene shot in Manhattan.
I don't think so.
Probably
actually.
Not.
What's funny is that.
Guys, this isn't Manhattan.
I'm looking at this and maybe we do need to work on our border security. They just get on a boat. And
how did Toby get up the ladder?
He's so smart.
Guys, this movie's falling apart.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry.
All right, I'm back in.
Jason's back to clean house. So
he swam.
This is totally like Toronto, right?
Yeah, I believe it's Vancouver. Yeah. I believe it's somewhere Vancouver. In like, yeah, British Columbia.
Yeah. Yeah, this is most definitely not New York yet.
There are only a few scenes.
This is
because I've listened to the actual commentary by Rob Hedden.
Mm.
That's kind of funny.
That's cute.
Yeah. There are a couple fun parts in the Manhattan scenes coming up. So.
Yeah. I mean, the boat's not great. Let's just throw that right out there. If the kills were a little maybe bloodier or more interesting and or the characters were a little more fun, the boat might be better, but it's not very good. Now we're in the real stuff, though. Now this movie's about to... Oh, there they are.
You know he means business because he shakes his gun like a maniac.
Yep.
Man, he is getting into his character.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he actually did speed to like make sure he was... Like he's like method? Is that Daniel Day-Lewis? Now, that was the gentleman who was shooting up in the alley earlier, correct? The fellow here?
I think so. What happened to her? Why is she?
Why is he so?
Why is she acting like that?
I don't know. Because there's a gun to her head?
Yeah, but she's being weirdly like she was hypnotized.
Oh, man.
If you would have shot that fucking dog, I would have been out of here right now.
Toby's fine. He's going to make it on these mean streets. I'm going to throw it out there. I don't think we ever see Toby again. I think it's literally the last show that Toby
has. No. Never mind.
So
was that a quote from the director, Tim?
Pitch us your concept for the film. Oh. Never mind. So Julius continues to be the hero of this film.
Yeah, he's the only one to do anything here. She just got kidnapped by two people.
Yeah.
This guy wants to split up.
Classic. You
what
literally,
are you attempting to do?
You've immediately been mugged. I mean, literally, you climbed up a ladder, walked 4 feet, and you were mugged. And yet you think you should split up?
To do something. To do what?
To find help, Alex. Someone in New York surely can help them.
Move inland and find a payphone.
Unacceptable.
Period.
Hey, there's that alley again.
Yeah.
I've actually walked through that alley in Windsor, I think.
It's right behind the ballet.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Check this out.
So...
I freebased this with my candle earlier. So,
it's my urine.
So they're gonna get her high now. That's the big goal.
Oh, I don't.
She now has every possible contracted illness you can have.
Yeah.
Is Bandana Guy from Power Rangers? Did he play one of the one of the?
He is not Bulk or Scully.
Oh, damn it.
Or not Scully. Sully. I don't remember what his name is.
Scully.
Is it Skull?
Skull? I don't know.
Scully. Yeah, it's Skull. It's Skull.
Scully's from
X-Files.
X-Files.
Yeah.
He is not Scully.
He's
from X-Files.
Not Scully.
He's not Gillian Anderson.
I'm going to tell you guys right now, I could do without all of this plot that's happening right now.
It's not great. But although Jason's about to cure you of that. Don't worry. Well, here's the thing I find strange is like, this is a gentleman who clearly is a rapist,
mm-hmm.
And a drug abuser, who prefers his women
You're overdue for your vaccination,
sir. Very strange.
Yeah. Like,
oh, that's a long needle.
That's pretty far in there. I don't think the wiggling is doing anything anymore.
Oh.
Jason's clearly kind of virtuous.
Yeah.
Where do you put your used needles around here?
He's dripping constantly in this movie.
I feel like I know that guy, too.
You probably do. Apparently, everybody in this movie went on for, with like to have a career of some sort. So
he's probably on Riverdale.
Is that Skeet?
Is Luke Perry in this movie?
Maybe.
Oh man,
he's just
that was a weird cut. Oh, okay.
Bonk. He's not dead,
right?
Yeah, he's fine. The other guy's pretty dead, though. So at this point, Jason has obviously become infatuated with Rennie, right? Like, that's his ultimate goal.
They may or may not share a psychic connection.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think he's found a kindred spirit.
Yeah.
They're both afraid of the water. Well, he's not afraid
of
the water.
He's not that afraid of the water. He just swam to New York.
He died in water. Yeah. And he was nearly drowned. And we'll see some stuff later that maybe will kind of relate to his history with Rennie.
That's fair.
Yeah. Oh man,
this may be the most abusive like teleporting Jason of any of the movies.
This is when things get really
bad.
He
shows up.
It makes no sense.
Out of nowhere.
He's gonna be on the roof before Julius climbs the ladder. That's a green screen shot.
Yeah,
I still have not seen an actual shot of Manhattan, just so you know. Something that was actually filmed in Manhattan. There's no way.
Now everybody here has been to New York, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Great city.
This is the scene of the film right here.
Yeah.
This is the best moment in the whole thing.
Use the combos, keep the feet light. Okay. Let's see if he sticks to that.
I should mention that Kane Hodder asked that this actor actually strike him for this scene.
Yeah, Kane is.
He's kind of a madman. And so, yes, the punch is being thrown by the Julius actor are very much real. Probably pulled a little bit.
I'd say he's pulling him there, but
he's pulling him, but he's making contact.
He's not really throwing combos, though. He's already gone away from his strategy. He's just kind of throwing haymakers right now.
Yeah, and he's going to run out of energy. He's going to tire out.
There you go. Now he's throwing some combos. Okay. Working the body.
Yep,
I like that.
Got to work the body.
Much longer fight scene than I remember.
It's so good. I mean, honestly, nobody's attempted this in a previous film.
To just straight up box Jason?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, mostly because it's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
but also because no one's been as cool as Julius.
Right.
So, you know. But at least he gets a wonderful like line before things really go downhill for him. I think his punches would just slide off the juice that's coming off of Jason, right?
Jason's using the rope-a-dope strategy.
Oh, man. He's tuckered out now.
Should I be feeling something right now?
Of course you should. That's Julius, man. Uh-oh. Oh,
all right,
goes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Oh, Julius. That's one of the best kills in the series.
That is a really good kill. It makes the movie kind of worthwhile, that kill.
It's just like one notch back from what I wanted, which is, I think, if the head it just exploded upon impact.
That would have been good. They do a POV shot, though, right? I didn't. Just imagine that a second ago.
There's a bit where you're seeing out. Yeah.
So they like strap a football.
Yeah. Let's all take a moment to enjoy her acting like she's on heroin. Because I don't know much about heroin.
Yeah.
But I think it probably lasts longer. The effects last longer than how they last for her in this film.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple episodes of... What's the addiction? What's that show? Intervention.
Intervention, yeah.
I've seen a couple of heroin addicts in that show. That's like the most experience I have. And generally, they just kind of fall asleep for a long time.
Yeah, with her, her vision just gets kind of blurry.
Well, I mean, what you guys are forgetting is that was actually just mugger urine.
War mugger urine. Yeah.
It was the shit out of
that. That was not heroin.
It was the stuff out of that barrel that Splinter was climbing out of at the beginning of the... Oh, man.
That guy just really likes roofies, but he can't afford to buy more, so he just pees out the excess.
Yeah, that's good.
And then injects it.
That's good.
If I take the dog out right now, am I going to miss anything that I should really be here for?
I think you'll be all right.
Okay.
Alex, good. If yeah. you leave us for a moment.
He better be quick, though. She better be quick.
Every once in a while, once again, in these movies, you kind of... You look at who's left towards the end of the movie.
Right.
And there's always that one person where you go like, why is that person still here?
And it's him?
No, it's her. It's the female teacher.
Yeah, good point. Because you kind of need the male antagonist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got to go like late.
Yes. Oh, Alex did miss something.
Yeah, it's too bad. Oh, Julius. So pretty heavy on the kill count in this movie.
They do. I mean, the gore is not there, but they do go heavy on the kills.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, a good strategy if you're not going to be able to shoot New York like
right.
you planned. You need to give the fans something.
Yep.
This was not... This kind of bombed at the theaters, didn't it?
It didn't do well.
Yeah.
But I think they were generally kind of on decline at this point.
I think they had all kind of, yeah, gone
downhill. Anything post 4 kind of gradually went down. So, totally different kid.
This very artistic choice here by director Rob Hedden.
Absolutely. So, Rennie essentially, because she's losing her mind and she's high on heroin.
Urine.
High on mugger urine.
Yeah.
Almost killed everybody in the car.
What happened to the teacher?
She's still in there.
Oh, well.
Oh, she had a name? Oh, okay.
There's my answer.
Yeah.
So kind of a bummer, but...
Rennie killed her, though. I'm just throwing that out
much.
There. Like, she's dead because of Rennie. So.
Maybe one of the first Final Girl kills.
That wasn't the killer. Well, that's too bad. Sad to see her go. Her sweater was pretty top-notch. She seemed like a nice enough woman.
Yeah.
Not a great way to go out.
I mean, I didn't want to see her get blown up in a car, but...
No.
I wasn't a fan.
I'm not sad, but, but you know. You know, this is a movie made by people who've never been to New York. Correct? I mean, that have never spent any major time in New York.
Yeah, I think... I mean, I don't know that for sure.
No, I don't know that either. But they're covering all like kind of the New York tropes. Like, I'm surprised there's not like an alligator in the sewer. Right?
I think you kind of have to, though. I think
you
kind of expected.
Maybe they're doing it for the layman, you know, like the.
Yeah, because not everybody's from New York.
True.
Not everybody's
That's
been
true.
To New York.
That seems fair.
You got to hit the hot spots. You got to hit the tourists.
That seems fair. When we get to Toxic Waste later, though, it gets a little.
Yeah, we're gonna have to. Yeah, we're gonna have to get some backup on that.
Yeah.
We know a couple people in New York.
Yeah.
We'll shoot him a text.
So this is our flashback where we learn some important information. Alex is not going to see this part.
This part is really funny.
Yep.
Reminds me of a little bit of a sleepaway camp a little bit.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weirdly shot like that too.
Yes.
Almost dreamlike. It's very strange. So he's pretty much the worst. We kind of knew that already, but he's bad.
Bad person.
He's a bad person. Bad person.
Little trivia about me. I, up until a couple years ago, always misspelled Jason Voorhees. I always put an I in Voorhees.
I think that's actually how most people spell it
that
have that last name.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's funny. This is our, Alex is rejoining us. This is our flashback to learning why she's afraid of water. Basically, her uncle was an awful human being and says, you should learn how to swim so you don't drown like the Jason kid. And then just pushes her in the lake. So, nice guy.
What the hell?
Also, female teacher blew up in a cab or in a cop car because Rennie saw the fifth incarnation of child Jason and just crashed the car and it blew up. So that's where we're at now.
And then she sees she's getting pulled down by Jason here.
Yes, another different iteration. Maybe that's the idea, Tim, is that they were different. It was like the evolution of the child Jason. Like he becomes more more kind of deformed and
yeah, but why does he switch races?
That I can't explain. I can't explain that. Oh, she's mad now. It's all coming back to her.
I mean, he's a prick.
Yeah, he's not a nice guy. Ugh. He literally doesn't remember that happening at all. That was just like a Tuesday for him. He's like, what are you talking about?
I pushed a lot of kids in the lake.
I do like that Sean doesn't really have any context for the conversation that's going on between them, but he's like, you son of
still
a bitch.
Pissed. Yeah.
Now, this was shot in New York here. As you can see, it's behind Trump Towers. Those were his tax returns.
Oh, okay. Cool. Oh. Now we know where they went.
Correct myself. It's a classic political humor you only get out of horror movies.
It was pretty good.
Literally, everybody's been telling you this since the beginning of the film. Look at him run. I love the classic stop to turn around and look.
This graffiti makes it look like a late 80s Prince video.
Yeah. This is the worst teleport.
Yeah, what?
That's wonderful.
How is it? There is no conceivable way that happened. Like, I'll even try to forgive some of the other ones, but that one's... He looks more high on heroin than she did.
Oh, Splinter. Done for.
That's where Splinter was.
God, Jason killed Splinter?
Yeah. Well, technically the barrel of random toxic waste.
Yeah. Alex, do you know anything about... why is there toxic waste?
Yeah, so, you know, back in the 80s, things were pretty lax with that.
Okay.
You could just keep your toxic ooze on the street.
Who had that much toxic ooze?
In a melting, deformed... Well, probably Donald Trump.
He just dumps it up.
Yeah. That was part of the tanning process he used back then.
That's where he melts the people that know his secrets?
Yeah. That's where he melted his accountants.
That's why Splinter was there.
Yeah.
I like that there's a no parking sign painted on the side of this wall when it's just like a couch... It's like a couch and some boxes. Like somebody would park there. Very strange.
Told you what. Okay. So then your uncle principal took you in?
Yeah. Uncle Prince a teacher?
Really, really a bad man.
Yeah.
Your parents died and he decides to throw it away. That's kind of mean.
He's not a good guy. That there's nothing good about this person.
She's getting tired now. She's really no more sedate here than she has been throughout the rest of the movie.
I know. I know. The heroin might have been good for her, actually. She's really, really perked up.
This guy doesn't know how to kiss. It was very weird.
That was weird. Why does he keep doing that with his mouth?
I don't know.
Okay. excuse me. Jensen Daggett here. Rennie. She was in Major League 3 with Corbin Burnson.
Mm.
Nice.
He was in Lay the Favorite with Joshua Jackson.
Oh, cool.
So three of our main actors have Josh Jackson numbers of 2.
I like that.
J squared number.
See, now that's good.
That was so baller.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Now we're talking. Okay, there we go. All
right.
This is in New York.
Yeah, that's New York.
Yes, I think.
They're on Broadway, so yeah.
They do, I mean, oh, God.
Now, here's something.
Whatever amount of money they spent to shoot this in New York, they didn't do it right.
Agreed. I like...
Quaytown lives?
I thought it said Quato lives from...
Total Recall.
Total Recall. I see you! So, Here's the thing. This is one of the few, like, if Paramount was finally like, look, we're finally actually making Friday the 13th for real this time,
yeah,
and we're remaking Jason Takes Manhattan, but we're doing it for real. Would you be excited?
Yeah, but they have to get this scene right.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. What if they were like, we're actually like shooting the whole thing in New York?
Yeah, but I'm mainly concerned with him on the subway.
Okay.
He just needs to murder everybody he wants. It's got to be fucking Rogue One.
Yep.
It's got to be that scene.
Yep. Oh!
Yeah, why is he ignoring all of these people? It's... I mean, I get it. You don't have the money.
They're not having sex right now. I think that might be the issue.
It's the New York subway. Someone's having sex.
Yeah. Somebody at least is shitting somewhere. His, you know, I gotta say, his prosthetics are just not very good in this movie.
They're terrible in this movie.
Oh, because that killed him the first time.
Is he somehow coming even more back to life from this?
This is where he becomes, he's like Super Shredder. But he's Jason.
So we're 3 hours into this movie now.
Yeah. Yeah. We've seen what we can confirm to be what? One shot of New York, of Manhattan?
Yeah. Even that. They could. No, I think they shot the Broadway sign in the subway in Manhattan.
I would believe it. I believe it.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's really one great moment in this movie that is legitimately in
this
New York.
I think this is the only scene.
And we're about to see that scene, so.
There's a couple nice. Yeah, here we go. You know it's New York. There's
like
a Sbarro.
This dude in the trench coat that just walked.
Yeah, he was pretty baller. This is good.
Centauri Whiskey, a little lost in translation.
Yeah.
It's good.
I like that. Yeah, so this is basically where they spent all the money for this movie.
Batman poster.
Was this one sequence.
This is so disappointing.
Alex's heart's broken over here right now.
Like, I don't even care, and I'm still disappointed by this.
Yeah. So this is New York.
We're here.
I mean, it took us, what, an hour 25?
They have to be shooting this at, like, 2 in the morning, I'm guessing.
Yeah. No, probably later, dude.
Yeah, New York is never this slow in Times Square. Maybe in the 80s, but now, no.
So this is the big shot. Kane Hodder's favorite thing ever to do in the Jason costume was this little bit in Times Square.
This has got to be cool, though.
Can you imagine how much fun it would be to be in the Jason costume doing this? He said his second favorite, I think, was the Arsenio Hall appearance he did.
I read that there were a lot of people spectating. Mm-hmm. And that he would glance over at them in the mask just to make them all
freak
out.
Make them all scream. Yeah.
That's pretty fun.
That woman's got a baby on one shoulder and she's just puffing away. Mm.
Oh, man.
Mm. Mm, this part's so good. Jason's got no time for that hip hop.
If the crack don't get you, then the hookers will. You just fucked up our stereo.
Look at these street toughs. Oh.
Is that Joey Santana?
That dude in the tank top is so good there.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
That scene is so dumb. I love it so much. This woman's really good, too.
This actually is my favorite moment of the movie.
Yeah, it's great. By the way,
other than the head.
Ken Kersinger, who we talked about earlier, one of the Jasons.
Oh, sorry. Just a second.
You're good.
All right, sorry, Willie.
You're about to see Ken Kersinger get chucked by Kane Hodder.
Ken Kersinger, who played
Jason. Later. Yeah.
Freddy versus Jason, if I recall correctly.
Yes.
Yeah, there's Ken Kersinger right there.
Yeah, he had done some stunt work for Jason in previous.
He had done stunts for Kane Hodder on a few movies, I think. Yeah.
The director of Freddy vs. Jason picked him for his soulful eyes.
Aw. That's
beautiful.
Sweet.
That's nice.
Good old Ronnie.
Because he wanted Jason to be the underdog. in the fight against Freddy. He wanted him to be kind of the audience's sympathies lie with him.
She should have died, right?
A lot of people should have died.
Yeah.
So we're nearing the climax of the movie. That's the last we'll see of New York. Now we're on a set somewhere.
Oh, God.
What did you think of our time spent in New York?
It was nice to see it. I like Times Square. Beautiful. And I like Times Square in the 80s, too.
It's probably the best stuff in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like if they would have let the director do what he wanted to do, they would have had a much better product.
There are actually like two jokes, bang, bang, that kind of land that are actually funny, which is nice. And yeah, it's nice to see. It's cool to see Jason there. So I'm with Alex. This is probably the best part of the movie other than Julius's head getting punched off.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah. No, I think that was the promise made by the awesome marketing of this movie was what we just saw.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess they delivered for, you know, 2 minutes or so, but this movie's an hour and 40 minutes, so it is a bummer. I mean, you know, here's the thing is, if this idea had been pitched to them 3 or 4 movies prior, I think they might have been able to do more.
Yeah.
The problem was the diminishing returns of this franchise at this point.
Yeah.
And, you know, by part 8, I think New Line, or Paramount rather, kind of knew that they were done.
Where did they peak? Do you know? Like, not creatively, but...
Box office wise?
Yeah.
I believe the highest for a long time was part 4.
Okay. Yeah, because that's when they had the money for Feldman at the time, right?
All right. Part 5 made a lot of money too, actually.
Alex, very important here. We're going to have to get some more clarification.
Science. Okay. Yep. Science expert coming up.
All right. Oh, toxic. Well, yeah. Well,
so
things were worse in New York in the 80s than I thought they were.
So they flush all of New York sewers with toxic waste at midnight every night. Is this true?
Well,
I mean, you know.
Alex isn't going to know he doesn't live there. We have to text. Rick lives in Brooklyn, correct?
Yeah, we can talk to Rick. And
I mean, I know it's not Manhattan.
See if you know. But
what would be the practical purpose, though?
Well, you know, maybe there's a lot of people in New York, you know. I've heard rumors that on cruise ships that they put some stool softener in the food. So that it doesn't clog up the sewer system of the cruise ship.
Interesting.
So maybe they needed the toxic waste to kind of clear out the system every night because there's so much shit in New York.
That's true.
I'm still gonna put the girl wanting to go to the engine room for the acoustics on a more scientifically offensive level than the toxic waste.
Okay.
In New York every night.
That seems fair. So did she actually see the real Jason in the lake when she was a kid then?
Yeah, I believe it's... I mean, I believe that's something that actually happened, was she was dragged down by Jason in the lake. I think we're supposed to believe that is something that occurred.
Should I bother trying to make a point that that makes no sense timeline-wise? I don't need to do that, right?
Timeline-wise?
Well, I guess if she's 17
from a continuity
right
standpoint,
now,
that doesn't make a lot of sense, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. That's all.
No,
I just want
Jason validation. Wouldn't have been a child when she was a child, right?
No.
That's not... All right. We've got some of this toxic waste here.
Yep.
It's a baby bucket.
Let's beat it up with a flashlight.
Ah! Oh, no. We're about to see the shittiest fucking Jason face.
Is that fucking... Fucking
Why is he screaming?
Oh, my God. He does look like Frankenberry.
So apparently toxic waste was his only weakness. They just had to take him to Manhattan to figure
it
out.
Damn.
Yeah, so Paramount, knowing this was the last movie, really wanted to make the ending very definitive in terms of like Jason's done.
Yeah.
And I think they kind of accomplished that by the end of this. It's not satisfying, but...
That's kind of a dick thing to do.
Go first?
You know? Well, no. Like, to make a movie that you know, and that then, like, the next people are going to be like, well, how did Jason come back this time? But I guess that's kind of how people were thinking for, like, a decade prior, too. I don't know.
Well, how does he come... He's just there in part 9, right?
This is the last movie with any continuity.
Okay.
Yeah. This is the last attempt to try and... make sense of it.
Nine is Jason Goes to Hell, correct?
Yeah, and it just he's just around. There's no
In hell.
At that point No, that one I think about as much
What the fuck is happening?
What is going on?
Okay. I read another thing on IMDb was that Kane Hodder threw up on command for that part.
Yeah.
He just throws up water.
He did it on purpose. He drank like gallons of water or something beforehand. What?
What the fuck did the script say to make that make sense in any way?
They were trying to do something here. I don't know what it is.
Didn't work. Know.
Now, there were actually scenes shot with a small child Jason. They would have a giant animatronic melting Jason head, and the small child Jason would be crawling out of it, which makes even less sense.
Yeah. So. Uh-oh. Lightning's back.
It's from Ghostbusters 2.
Your love lifting me high.
Yeah, I guess maybe the toxic waste is actually ectoplasm.
Maybe that's it.
Times Square slime.
Yeah.
Now, from a science perspective, explain this.
Okay.
If I was to have toxic waste flushed into my body, to be engulfed in toxic waste, would I transform into a small Asian boy?
From my experience, I have no experience with toxic waste, but as far as I know, there's no de-aging toxic waste.
Okay. That's good to
know. Is there de-aging ectoplasm? I don't know.
Oh, I think we're back in New York here. That seems to be a little bit off Broadway.
This looks like it might actually be New York. So
it looks like they had about 5 hours to shoot in New York.
Honest to God, there's no way they had more than like...
Because this seems really
early.
There's
no way they had more than like a weekend to shoot this stuff, right?
Oh, I don't think so at all.
No. Oh, cool.
I saved this necklace that got... torn off of you while you had a gun to your head. I hope it makes you feel good.
At least she got one Stephen King heirloom back.
She didn't have a bad night, honestly. She got some work done on her novel.
Yeah.
Her asshole uncle died.
Hey, does that say Metropolis right there?
It does.
What?
No, Metropolis. Oh. I don't think there was a T. There might be.
Yay.
What?
I forgot about this stupid scene. There's no way Toby wasn't addicted to crack by the time.
He's high as fuck.
He's already a drug
dealer. Who are you people?
Those are the two exactly the same car there.
Yeah.
Cool. We got another establishing shot. That's good. So we know where the hey, look, we did shoot some of this.
We shot some of it in New York.
Happy now.
It's not a complete lie.
Oh, man.
So that shouldn't there be four or five actors behind young Jason?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, Eva Watanabe's in this.
No, that's,
Kelly Who.
Oh, my gosh. I was reading it like reverse.
Irish cop plays. No.
Irish cop as Dan Franklin.
Oh man.
So Alex, what'd you think?
It's not a very good movie.
Okay.
It's okay though. I mean, as far as Jason movies go, in terms of the ones that I've seen, I guess I was a little more intrigued by it than I was about like maybe I think I watched some of 3 and like this. This one at least gave me a conceit that I had to at least be somewhat interested in, and in that he was going to New York, but it really doesn't execute on that promise.
Assistant location manager, Carson.
Good old Carson.
It's like Madonna.
I think it's Carson Daly.
No, Johnny.
It was Johnny Carson. You guys should shoot in New York.
Hey, Ken Kersinger. There he is.
Yes, he is. All old Tibor Farrakis.
Gary Chessman.
Alois Stranin.
Oh,
well, if you made it this far, you can deal with us just reading off names we find funny.
Yeah. No, but Alex, you know what's interesting watching this with you and you seeing it for the first time is that it's it fails on its promise, and I think that's its biggest beyond the fact that the kills aren't so great because they had to be cut back by MPAA, beyond the fact that it suffers from the fact that the series has been going for 8 entries at this point, and it's dealing with every cliche in the book. I think the ultimate failing is the fact that it was never going to work because they were never going to be able to provide the money they needed to shoot in New York.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if this was 50% in New York, that would be acceptable to me. But
if you know what, and something that maybe could have worked to their advantage is if they named it something other than that, and it ended up in New York. Like, even if they kept it as it is,
sure.
And in the end, they make it to New York. Really, all they would have to fix at that point is he needs to murder everybody on that subway car,
mm-hmm.
and then they're golden. Like, I think they could have gone to a place where it was like, you know, Jason on a cruise boat or whatever. Like, I don't know. Like, give it some other title.
Jason at Sea.
Yeah. I think they could have done little things here and there to make it a little bit more successful. And that's the thing. Something that I realized with this one is that they do so little to try and make there be any logical. Like, they're so fixed on making the kills over the top that they don't concern themselves with any kind of logical consistency in these movies.
No.
Which I think would really go a pretty long way in just making them more enjoyable movies.
Sure. No, that's
maybe
fair.
Maybe it would actually just make them more middle of the road because they wouldn't be as stupid.
Yeah.
Like, would we have had as much to say and talk about if this movie was logically consistent? Maybe not.
Yeah.
But I would be interested to see where that goes, because I wouldn't praise any of the Friday movies, any of the Friday the 13th movies.
Clarify, please.
As having a logical consistency.
Yeah, that makes sense. I you know what, though? I'll say this. It does fail on the promise, but we all had a lot of fun talking about it, right? I mean, that's the beauty of this franchise.
I hope the commentary here can elevate this movie for some people that may not have necessarily cared about it otherwise.
Yeah. Tim?
Yo.
Any final words on Part 8?
No, I got nothing for you. I mean, I enjoy it. I think it's good. I think it has a beginning, a middle, and an end. Death. Dog.
Toby.
Children being uncles. It's all right.
Yeah. Everything you want from
Did
a cinematic
you say children
experience.
Being uncles?
No, children mean uncles.
Oh.
That's one thing it doesn't have is children being uncles.
Children, comma, mean uncles? So.
Mm. Well,
or children, period, full stop, mean uncles. You guys want to do some commentary on these special features that pop up?
Should we do a commentary on Rob Hedden's commentary? Oh my God, there's a commentary with Scott Reeves and Jensen Daggett.
That one is actually the more fun of the two because they all get along pretty well.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Mm. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us on this journey to Manhattan. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed it. We will do this again, I think. I think we can all agree that it was fun enough, and hopefully you guys enjoyed enough for us to...
We're probably not going to pick good movies.
No, no. Who wants to do that?
Who wants to hear us talk over good movies?
Yeah, I'm not scholarly. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to, like, sit here and, like, dissect the meaning behind...
No,
know?
That's what the people that made the movies are. They're much more talented than we are. Yeah.
Yeah, they're better people than us.
Yeah, if we're going to offer anything with the commentary, it's that it's going to be funny and...
Hopefully.
You know.
It's the goal.
Yeah.
We'll do another Twitter poll at some point. We'll find something else to...
It'll probably be a franchise.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm narrowing it down to where I'm just going to pick one right now.
maybe we could do like Todd Harlan's Nightmare on Elm Street Part 7.
Part 7, though, is New Nightmare.
I'm making a joke. I'm doing the Rennie Harlan thing again.
Yeah, but I know. Yeah, but you can't do that, though, because you picked the good one.
I was just going up, Tim. We started at like 4, and I'm just moving up.
This is the last episode of the horror movie.
You know what? I think from our past Fight the Franchise experiences, I feel like and I'm not saying this is happening because I have no creative say in horror movie or book at all. But
you listen to us.
I know. I listen to you guys.
So you could suggest something.
I think I would like to hear you guys... /us/ anybody else, whoever wants to be here when we do it, write in. No, I'm just kidding. a Sleepaway Camp movie.
There
Ooh,
we go.
I thought you were going to say Leprechaun. I was like, I don't want to do Leprechaun.
We should
no,
get...
No,
yeah.
I mean...
How many mics you got? Three?
I've got four. You've got two.
That's right. Yeah, we should get Nikki.
Oh, yeah.
We absolutely need to bring somebody in, though, that has never watched Seen? Sleepaway Camp.
I
That's a good point.
Nick
because
has
I
never seen
I need a
camp.
Genuine reaction live.
Does, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I wonder if Nick knows.
I can be that most of the time, but I think I did watch that first Sleepaway Camp.
You understand why I'm saying this then?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, no, that could be a lot of fun. We're not saying we're doing it, but that could be a lot of fun. So
write in with what you guys want to hear.
For sure. Yep. Facebook.com/horror movie yearbook. Or on Twitter @HMYearbook. And then, of course, you can email us, horrormovieyearbook@gmail.com. Yeah, let us know. And like I said, we'll throw up a poll at some point. When me and Tim get around to deciding what we want to record next, commentary-wise.
Yeah.
Don't forget, we'll have your regularly scheduled program, class of 1988.
Sounds right.
Will be
same year.
Coming out next week, is that?
Yeah, I think if we can get together, yeah. We should be good. We're doing what are we doing? Killer Clowns, Monkey Shines, and The Blob.
Yes, nice combination of movies. Should be a lot of fun. Can't wait to talk about them. And yeah, we'll catch you then. But until then, stay safe. If you take a trip to Manhattan, watch out for the toxic waste, street bums, heroin addicts,
Urine syringes,
drug dealer Toby,
meat uncles. Yeah, drug dealer Toby's still alive. He's done so much cocaine and heroin. The dog has lived to be 45.
He's stronger than Jason. Anyway, thanks guys, and we'll catch you next time.